It's the Mike Wills Podcast.
CQ, CQ, CQ. WX0 MIK calling CQ, CQ. At least that's what I should be doing right now. I was going to wait, but I can't. Ooh, what the heck? Tonight I made the drive. Not a really long drive, just from a local ham here. And picked up an old HF radio from them. Well, actually, the kind of, depending on your outlook on life, one better. You know, obviously I did not get it for just the, for that. But, so this is an HF radio that can also do VHF and UHF. It's kind of they call it a shack in a box is kind of what they call it. So what is a shack in a box? I'm plugging in. Oh, it's already activated. Sorry, I'm doing multitasking. I should not be multitasking right now. So a shack in a box is kind of like one of those things you just kind of take with you. You have everything you need to make any kind of communication, at least your standard communications. So that is what I ended up with. I'm not saying it's not good, because I definitely an HF radio, but it also enables me to play with some other things as well that I kind of wanted to get into at some point down the road, but I can totally do it now. Sweet! So, sorry, multiple things, as I said. So yeah, it's, I have it hooked up on my one antenna I have. Kind of sucks in that respect. But it's working. And kind of happy with it so far. I'm still playing. I just play with it briefly for a little bit. Wow, Mike. I was playing with it for just a little bit so I could see how it worked. And you know, if it would work for my needs. I think it will. So what are the things I want to play with? Well, you know, obviously I want to talk to people over voice, over HF, and I did just talk to someone over a repeater. I got to figure out the digital side yet. I'll deal with that tomorrow. Because it's late. 11:46, and I'm just first recording this. Yay. And God, I gotta be on the other computer. I'm trying to do something and it's not going the way I had hoped. I'm losing a mojo too. So I can do talking. I can plug it into my computer and I can do digital modes. Digital modes are fun because don't have to talk to people. You know, one thing that's popular is called FT8. It's designed to pull out signals from weak signals out from underneath the what they call the noise floor, which is where your kind of your base static line is, and so that is a good. So that is one thing I want to play with besides just talking to people. I want to try a little bit of competition. Primarily because it's all about the contacts and not about talking. And you can kind of do that with everyday life too. You kind of drive the conversation stuff I've seen. The DX Commander. DX Commander, he's Callum from somewhere in the UK. He makes an antenna called the DX Commander. Well, he's also known as the DX Commander now. But he had a video on how to kind of drive the conversation so you're only making contacts. You're not necessarily rag chewing or talking about the day or anything like that. Just kind of keeps things moving. That way you're not sitting there
chatting up a storm unless you want to.
What else? Oh, yeah. And then the other day, I know, I think I talked about it. There was a, what they call FL DigiNet, which is used for passing messages over a VHF repeater, I guess, in this case. So that gives another opportunity for, I believe this should work for that. So then I just have to figure out how to format the message. And it will transmit to the repeater whatever communication is that I need to transmit. So I think this will work for me. It's kind of that all-in-one, like I said, check in a box. I'm not quite sure. I think what I'm going to do, since I have two different radios now that will do VHF, UHF, quite possibly what I'll do is, sorry, I keep yawning. I think what I'll do, I will do is, one of them I will keep, hooked up to the antenna that I will have in the attic. That just allows me to use it kind of locally. Yeah, that will still work. And then that way, the actual radio, the UHF, VHF radio, can still be used for what it's supposed to be used for. Or what it's designed for, I should say. And then the HF side can, you know, then I can keep that L1 on the HF side mostly. But then this I can still use for communicating locally if I wanted to, or just to exercise it a little bit. And, you know, you can easily switch the antennas around between the two radios. So if I want to do that FL DigiNet, I just switch the antennas around and boom, bada bing, bada boom. So, and then this also, I guess they call it weak signal, 2 meter weak signal. I guess I didn't realize it was called that at, when I was getting trained, but basically it's just using upper sideband, which are using a sideband on 2 meter, so it's kind of the lower side, and then you can talk to people using more, it's a different mode, I guess. Normally, when you're talking to someone on a repeater or just person to person, it's using FM. And then usually when you're on HF, I shouldn't say, oh, yeah, usually is a good word for that. You are actually using a sideband. So you take the AM signal, you split it in half right down the center. You have the upper and you have the lower. And it kind of saves bandwidth and actually is easier to propagate out. So that's why it's the most popular. But I, as far as I can tell, let's see here, mode. Yep, upper sideband. So I can do upper sideband on by an F or a 2 meter and 40 centimeter or 70 centimeter. So that's cool. It's kind of gives me that, that playground, I guess, probably a good way to put it. I can play around. I can figure out what I like, what I don't like, and then I can go move from there. You know, I could, probably, configure this so I could, do, I could do a satellite, probably. Satellite requires very little power, but it has, this radio has the ability to kind of deal with the offsets of satellite. So that could be fun, you know, something else to try with it. And that's kind of when I was looking around, the little bit newer model of this is what I was kind of originally looking at. But the more I kind of watch videos and more to listen to people, the more I kind of got that feeling like, you know what, on the 2 meter, 70 centimeter, none of that stuff really happens that much. You pretty much have your digital modes, you have your FM, and then on top of FM, you have some fun things like APRS, which is your location stuff. You have, come on, brain.
I guess a little bit digital modes.
I guess some of these other digital modes, like the FL Digi I mentioned for sending messages that I didn't know until recently that existed. And I'm sure there's more things I'm missing on that I know about. What the heck is that? Oh, someone just put out a new episode. Jay put out a new episode. I was like, what the heck's that beeping? It's Jay. I'll talk about that tool sometime. Maybe after this whole competition thing's done. So, you know, and that's in just what I have been playing with so far. And that gives you kind of that 40-mile range. I call 40. It could really go up to much more than that, but it depends upon various things. So that gives me that opportunity to play with those areas. And then I can dive into, obviously, the HF realm as well. And that will happen as soon as I get coax and I get my antenna installed. I guess I'm not ordering that tonight because it's now almost midnight and I am tired. I'm not going to do what I was going to do tonight. So. That's a tomorrow thing that's going to deal with that. And then beyond that, let's see, is this long enough? Oh, cool, it is. And then, looking at my USB cable that hooks up to the radio, just make sure it's long enough. It is. So get that stuff ordered, and then I will replace the coax I'm using now for my VHF radio. I will install coax for my HF radio, and then that will give me a really good starting point for getting going on. My brain is not working more. Get me going on HF and VHF with good coax, in quotes, good coax. Because I've talked about my not so good one I use right now, and then also properly grounding and lightning protection as well, so that I don't fry things. And frying radios is not a good thing, especially when you have saved up for quite a while for HF radio. I use one, so I'm going to treat that really well. I will probably, I will hook up like my VHF radio to the one in the attic. That should be much safer from lightning. And then, that will kind of get me going on that. So I got some options. I got some things to play with and, give me something to do for a while. Obviously I'll probably start with playing some of the VHF stuff. Because I have that antenna right now. And then as when coax gets here and I have time, I'm hoping next weekend. I don't know. It depends upon what goes on. Spend some time, get things properly hooked up, properly going. And I should be set for a while. I hope. You know, obviously, when you talk antennas and amateur radio, there's always another antenna. And I will definitely be playing with where's it going with that? I will definitely be playing with other antennas, probably temporary installations, probably things to just play with. You know, maybe on field day, I'll put up a 40-meter dipole and play with that for a little bit. You know, simple things like that that allow me to learn and expand, but not necessarily keep up full time, because things like that don't really work very, or I don't want things like that in my yard, I guess is where I'm going with that. But one step at a time, one play at a time. I will probably not have a quote port, temporary antenna set up. I will probably just hook up to what I have up on my roof and just sit down next, however long coax I have, sit down next to it and use it. Field day is about a month away, so that's my goal, is being on the air before that point, so it's not the first time. But then, you know, really, that's the goal, to be ready and going by. That doesn't mean I'll be doing much on field day, because family commitments and all that stuff, but I will want to play at least a little bit at that point, even if it's late. Because it's a 24-hour contest. Yeah, it's like it's, I'm not saying it's aliens, but it's aliens. It's not a contest, but it's a contest. So, you know, to hit that contest, runs for 24 hours from noon. I don't know if it's Eastern time or whatever, but noon on Saturday. Maybe it's 1. Maybe it's noon Eastern. I don't know. Let's just go with that. Noon Eastern until noon Eastern the following morning, 24 hours. It's to get you outside and make contacts, test your equipment. Normally, to show people what you do, that's not happening this year. And all around, just to experiment. So, well, obviously, my experiment for this year is getting my actual permanent antenna up and running. All that other antennas, there'll be at least for portable operations that I know what I want. It's not horribly priced. So I think that's what I would do for that. It's a Fox River coil, or I can't remember what it was called off the top of my head tonight, but that would work very well for that type of operation, along with my NFED half-wave thing that I made as well. So, you know, those are a couple things I would probably take with me when I go camping. If I have a tree I can hang it up against, I could do that. If I don't, I'll put the vertical and play with that. You know, options. And that's, you know, really what it's intended for. And then there is one other antenna I want to have anyway for traveling, like to hotels and stuff. It's just what they call a J-pole. I guess it's a folding J-pole. Rolling J-pole, I guess is what he calls it. So it's just, I don't know if you know what twin X or twin lead wire looks like. Imagine the old school TV antenna. We have the two wires with the plastic connector in between. It's basically just that. It's 20 some inches long. I figure what I can do is, I don't know if there's a hole in it or not, but hopefully there's a hole on top where I punch one in there, because it's just plastic in between. And then I can hang it up in like a hotel room to just get a little bit better transmission with my handheld when I'm at a, you know, at a hotel. I can talk to people that way. Also, I can take it with me camping, which is also an intended purpose. You know, I don't know if hanging out of a tree or I think about doing like a painter pole or something that I can hang it off of. There's a few different options there as well. So just some different things I can play with, different things I can do. And it's all in the name of A, being able to at any point jump on and help out with any kind of like disaster scenario or anything like that. Or just in general, just to have fun. And isn't that what this is all about? Radio is supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be challenging to the point of, can I make this work? And that's really where I am targeting. So, chatted way too much longer than what I was expecting. I will definitely, like I tried to do with my first contact on my handheld, that utterly failed, but I think I post that one anyway. I'm going to try and make my first contact on HF, record it, record the audio at least, and share it with you. I might record video too. Be good to kind of have that as a memento of my growth as a amateur radio operator. Huh. That'd be kind of fun to do that with an extra portion. Sorry, just thinking out loud. Oh, okay. Well, it is 12:04. I suppose that means I should probably get to bed. So I will. Have a good night. Talk to you. I'll probably post this in the morning because I'm not going to wait for it to upload. And then see you. I'll talk to you, I guess. Not see, but talk to you hopefully tomorrow. So this is... Where am I going to go with that? Oh boy, it's late. Okay, so this is WX0MIK, Mike Wills, and 7-3 to all of you, and I am clear for tonight. The intro music was Funkily Dugatitude by the late Derek K. Miller. The outro is Always Evermore by Eric Dietrich. You can contact me on most social networks with the username Mike Wills, one word. You can email me at mike@mikewills.me. You can find any show notes and my blog at mikewills.me. Thank you for listening, and come back again.